This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to how people under 30 save when they save. These are folks who saw what the financial collapse did to stock and other investment portfolios. And now, when they get their own money, they tend to be very, very conservative. Dan Bobkoff reports.
Amanda Moffitt is 30, so she was just getting settled when the economy tanked.
It was 2008, and so there was a lot of concern about the stock market and, you know, what could possibly happen to your money when you invest it.
And it turns out that attitude has stuck among young adults.
They are the most risk-averse group.
Greg McBride is chief financial analyst at Bankrate. Its new survey shows that once under 30s have some money to save, they're very cautious.
But they prefer cash by a 3-to-1 margin over the stock market and for money that they're not going to need for at least 10 years.
That could be too conservative, as savings accounts don't keep up with inflation.
Kind of gets us back to that depression mindset of hiding your cash under the mattress.
David Welliver is editor of MoneyUnder30.com. Part of the problem is choice overload.
The thousands of investment choices and all the conflicting advice out there. So I think a lot of it is they just sit tight and do nothing.
As for Amanda Moffitt, she's wised up. She's working to become a financial planner. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.